Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
Hello, welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where storytelling meets soul. I'm Brooke, the babbling one to be exact, a marketing consultant and mom running a business while trying to make the most of life's moments. I believe in spreading light, love, and laughter while providing an outlet for storytelling for myself and others. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining me today. The idea for this podcast episode and blog came to me while I was at a splash pad with my son, and I just had this phrase that stood out to me as I watched him on the splash pad, and that's what inspired the name for this episode, No Longer the Littlest. So if you're anything like me, you try to make the most of every season, especially summer. The blue skies, the hot sun, and the sound of splashes and laughter in the pool are often missed once school starts again, and I find myself yearning for those hot summer days, especially during the cold months. And each season only comes once a year, and even though we know it will come again next year and every year after this, the end of every season, at least for me, signifies a closing of a chapter, because even though summer will come again next year, fall will come again next year, things will be different. And children give us the wonderful gift called the reminder that time is fleeting. So like I mentioned, I took my son to a splash pad recently with a friend of mine and her daughter, and I sat under the umbrella in the shade with my panting puppy next to me, and I had a realization that my son was no longer the littlest kid on the splash pad. And of course, it's part of life for everyone to grow, and quite frankly, it would be alarming if we all stayed babies forever. But that doesn't change the feeling of grief that comes when we realize things like this. Something I struggle with is comparison and the anxiety that comes along with it. And when I say comparison, I don't always mean to other people. I also mean comparing to things like times past in my own life even. And so for example, when my son was one, we went for walks every morning before I started my work day at my 9-to-5 that I was working at the time. And when my son was two, our morning ritual included walks every morning. We enjoyed breakfast picnics on a dock at a nearby pond, and we went to the park. And now that my son is older and he wakes up later, I find it harder to get out for a morning walk since the temperatures rise so fast. So it's a little harder to get out when it's 80 degrees at 8:30 a.m. compared to 6:30, 7 a.m. when it's a little bit cooler. And rather than embracing, though, that now I get to sleep in, and I'm no longer waking up at 6 a.m. to nurse a baby before working a traditional job where I'm at a desk all day, I find myself comparing and trying to force this summer to be like the last ones, and then getting frustrated that our routine isn't identical to summers prior. So I just had this thought, what if instead of focusing on what's gone, we focus on what's in front of us right now? Instead of being sad about my son no longer being the littlest at the splash pad, I allowed myself to feel glad and grateful. And he's growing how he's supposed to. I mean, he's a big boy. So he's not only getting older, he's also just continuing to grow and just developing amazingly. And he's always going to be my little boy, no matter how old he gets. And I mean, now that he is bigger, I even get to leave the splash pad in dry clothes, since I no longer have to be right there chasing him into the splash pad. So embracing even these little things about the present moment, and I don't want to say replacing the feelings of sadness, because that's not the right term. I would say holding space for both feelings has been a mindset shift that has helped me. So allowing myself to feel the sadness that my son is no longer teeny tiny, while also holding space for gratitude and appreciation. So this can be applied to losing a friend, going through a breakup or a divorce, moving somewhere new, shifting career paths, grieving a loved one. And the truth is, things are always changing. They won't be the same ever again, especially when those big events like I just mentioned happen. And the biggest thing, though, for moving forward and living in the present, I think, is just allowing those feelings to wash over you. Because it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel sad that you're no longer friends with that one particular person. And also just letting those feelings wash over you, because without feeling the sadness, we also lose access to feeling joy. So allow yourself to feel whatever feelings come up, because if you numb the sadness, you're also numbing the joy. So just acknowledging whatever it is that you're feeling about whatever is happening in your life, I think, is the key. And the beautiful tragedy of our world that we live in is that grief is the price we pay for love. We only feel sad about things that were important to us. We only feel sad that we lost a friend or a boyfriend or a girlfriend because they meant something to us. We only feel sad about moving somewhere new because we enjoyed at least something about the place that we lived. We only feel sad about losing a loved one or shifting career paths because there was a place in our heart that career or coworkers or our loved one held in our heart. And so what we hold in our heart is this affection and this love for whatever it was. So the spark that I want to leave in everyone's heart today is the reminder that we live in a world where grief exists, and that comes in many shapes and sizes, that comes in many different places in our life, but it's a beautiful tragedy because grief is the price we pay for love. So with that, go forth and enjoy your present moment. Practice gratitude for where you're at right now and the positive things. And also be grateful for the past experiences that you've had. Be grateful that that person or the opportunity came into your life. And also be grateful for where you're headed now. Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life, and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.
Colmena Seguros presenta Una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.